Okay, today's shiur is Ksubas Daf Samach, and we are on Nun Tes Umabez. We'll start about 8 lines from the bottom. Umeinika Es Binah. Yesterday we had the major Mishnah in Ksubas, Nun Tes Umabez, the Malachas, that an Isha is Osel Abayla, and what are the responsibilities. Everything before that was focusing on what are the husband's responsibilities and requirements and obligations under all different circumstances in terms of the Tanai Ksuba. So yesterday we had the Mishnah. What about the malachas that the Isha is Osela Baila? What happens if she's very rich? What malachas does she have to do on a basic level? Because boredom could lead to negative behavior. The end of the Mishnah says, so we'll have to get back to that, Baruch Hashem, in the Gemara. Okay, so one of the issues brought up, one of the halachos brought up was Hanakas HaBen, nursing the child. Nursing the child, that's what the Mishnah had on the list. Umeinikas Binah, as part of the malachos that an Isha Ose Labailo. So says the Gemara, Umeinikas Binah, Lema Masisan Deloka Beishamai. Let us say that the Mishnah is against Beishamai, Detanya, Wakal Beishamai, says in the Tosefta, Nadra Shlo Lohanikas Binah, if a woman makes a neder, right, she had a tough pregnancy, her labor was like extremely difficult, she's like, I need a break, she makes a neder that she's not nursing her child. Nadra Shlo Lohanikas Binah. So does that neder take effect? Beishamai Omrim, Shometas Dan Mipiv. Beishamai says, yeah, it takes effect. You remove the dad, you remove the breast from his mouth, meaning she doesn't have to nurse. She doesn't have to nurse. The neder takes effect. Beis Hillel Omrim, Kofe Umenikaso. No, she's forced. She's forced to nurse, like our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says, Minikas Bina is one of the obligations that the woman is Ose, Labaila, and therefore the husband should have to hire out a wet nurse, but it's the wife's responsibility. So the Mishnah seems to be like Beis Hillel. Niskarsha, the Tosefta continues, Enokofe, if they get divorced, then he can no longer force her, Vimhaya Makira, but if the baby recognizes the mother, Nosin Lischara, Vakofe Meniksim, Ibnasakana, then the husband has to pay for it, Nosin Lischara, but she has to because of the Sakana of the state of the child. If the child doesn't nurse, they didn't really have other type of substitutes in those days, formulas. But either way, so the Gemara says, so doesn't this prove that our Mishnah is against Beis Shammai? It's only like Beis Hillel. And therefore, that's what we would assume. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tevei Beis Shammai. No, the Mishnah can even be worked out according to Beis Shammai. Hachav by Askidan, maybe it's the same machlokas that we mentioned, a couple of days ago, and that is, Kochenadra Hi Vekayim Lahu. Where she made the neder, but that he was Mekayim it. The husband knew about it and was not made for it on the day that he heard about it. So he also has a responsibility in creating this nether. Vikasavre Beis Shammai, who knows, Inessa Beis Shinel. And Beis Shammai holds that it's his fault, so to speak. Literally, he put his finger between her teeth. He was the one that was made for it. And there, he was not made for it, and therefore, that's the case where it has an effect. But in a chinami, if he wouldn't have done that, so maybe Beis Shammai would agree in our Mishnah. Beis Hillel says no, it's totally her fault in that case. Says the Gemara of Eniflagu Biksuba Ba'alma. So if that's true, if that's the root of the machlokas, then why do they pick a tiny little detail to argue about? Just argue in general about Ksuba, about when it's her Nasna Etzva. Whether it's considered his or her, there's a much more general way that you could have the machlokas, as we had earlier, again, a few days ago. The Otanian also, the Bryce says Beferish, Beshabi Omer Meina Menika. So the Gemara says, okay, we're stuck. If that Bryce is Beferish, El Machaverta Masisin Deloka Beshamai. Right, we go back to say that the Mishnah is against Beshamai, which is not terrible, we'd just rather not be boxed into a corner to say that the Mishnah is only going according to one opinion elsewhere, but if we have to, we have to. And again, if to say it's the Deloka Beshamai is also not the worst thing in the world. We mentioned in the past that Beshamai, as a rejected Shita, is different than all other rejected Shitas in Shas, like the Gemara says in Brachas, Beshamai B'makam Beis Hillel Eina Mishnah, that it's halachically Eina Mishnah. What does that mean? There are nafkaminas in terms of the rejected shita of other Tanoim versus Beis Shammai. Maybe because Beis Shammai had a baskol that went out against it that said that we don't pass like Beis Shammai, the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel, or Bishama is a whole group of people. So we really have to reject a whole group of people that say a different opinion, because, as the Masilas Yesharim says, if we allow that, that we don't stand guard against that, so that it could lead to, Rachman al-Islan, Shalei Yasi Yisrael Shtei Toros, that the splintering of Klal Yisrael. If there's one Shita that's rejected, okay, how many people could follow one other Shita? But Bishama, a whole group, that's why the Gemara says, Bishama, Vakam Beisil, Eina Mishnah. Either way, here, the Mishnah is against Beis Shammai. Okay, Imai Imakira. Now we get up to the top of Daf Samach. Again, Ksuba Samach Haman Aleph, as we will see, has a number of major topics, Shas topics, that we will try to touch on. So Imai Imakira, so if the baby recognizes the mother, so then there's no choice, then there's, even if after divorce occurs, then the husband has to pay and she has to be able to, nurse. Ad Kama. So at what age? When do we assume that the child is old enough to recognize that this is the mother? At what age? So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Shlosha Chadashim, 3 months. 3 months when a baby is old enough. That's when we assume recognition starts. Ushmuel Amar Shloshim Yom, and Shmuel says, no, 30 days. A month after, young baby. Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan, Chamishim Yom. 50 days. So three different opinions. Amar of Simi Bar Abaya, Halacha, Rabbi Yitzchak, Shamar Mishim Rabbi Yochanan. I like the third opinion. I like 50 days. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, let's just finish the line. Bishlama, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Chad V'Chad Ki Chorfei. I understand the shitas of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav who says 3 months, and Rabbi Yochanan says 50 days. So I understand they're arguing about, depending on the level and the abilities of the, and the precociousness of the child, how the child, gets to recognition of the mother. So they're arguing about that. But Shmuel, is there a baby that really recognizes its mother at age 30 days? Do you really have such a thing? So the Shiva Kubetza says, what do you mean? 50 days is like, oh, then for sure we understand. Such a big difference between 30 days and 50 days. Right, 3 months and 50 days, that we understand. But 30 days, those 20 days make all the difference? Says the Shita, that's not really the Gemara's question. What is that really asking? Oh, we can't understand 30 days and we can understand 50. The Shita says, the Gemara's really asking, how could there be a machlokes in Mitzius with such a large range? That's the question. The question is, okay, there's a machloka about different types of babies. 50 days and 3 months, the Gemara assumes, is not that far apart. But 3 months and 30 days? 3 months and 1 month with 2 months in between? That's what the Gemara is bothered by. How can we say that they're arguing about such a basic idea? Bishlama Rav Reb Yochanan lo merach kabinayu kulei hai. V'yesh tinok charif u'makira b'chamishim yom, v'yesh eina makira ad gimel chadashim. But milamid yom ad shlosh chadashim mirach katuva. Do you have a machlokas so far away from each other? Mikatzeh lakatzeh? Which again is a question that the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and others deal with. Do you ever have machlokas min akatzeh lakatzeh? From one extreme to the other extreme. You can have a machlokas about something small. But to have two different shitas on two different extremes, so that's less common. And that's what the Gemara is really asking here, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, right? Do you ever have such a separation? So the Gemara answers, Ki asa Rami bar Yechezkel, Amar lo titzai tinhu, lahani klali. Don't listen to these klalim, to these general rules. Dekal Yehuda achi mishmei de Shmuel, that Yehuda, my brother, said in the name of Shmuel, Haki Amar Shmuel, kol zman shemakira. It's basically, whenever all babies are different. These opinions just giving general guesstimates, but not dafka exactly what the halacha is. Every baby, you have to see exactly how the baby recognizes the mother. Stop there for a moment. Says the Chashuk Echemet here in the first piece on Daf Samach. Sheila, the following Sheila. Maisa, Rachmana Litzlan, there was a tragic story where a baby was born with a mum kasha belev, very difficult defect in the heart. And the doctors did not give the baby too many hours or days to live. Uludas arofim yamav svurim, right? His days are numbered. Hayu mumchim sheta'anu. Sounds like it was a real case. There were certain experts that suggested Shulai adif she'aim lo tanik es hayeled. Maybe it's better if the mother does not nurse the child. Eli yizanu b'chalam malachuti. Give formula. Ki yesh chash Shema ha'im tiskasher liyeled v'yigrom la mashber nafshi b'shas b'tiraso. We know nursing connects, is a special connection that the mother has with the child. Special zchus. It's a zchus that the mother has. It may think about the unbelievable nisiv and aflos, like a shparcho. A woman doesn't have milk her whole life. A couple months before the baby's born, boom, all of a sudden she gets milk. Wow! What a coincidence! Unbelievable. Nisim and Aflaus, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and that's why a woman has this special connection that a father can never have, that through the nursing. So maybe some of the doctors knew maybe the makeup of this woman, and they knew that if the woman nurses, that connection will be deeper, that she's only going to have the baby for a couple of days. Ha'im ba'al l'shol, ha'im ta'adif es tovas ha'yelet al tovasa ha'ishit. Right, so what do you choose? Because nursing really is good for the baby. All the great nutrients that come from breast milk. So that's the Shaila. So Tshuva, says Rav Zilberstein, but Torah nomar, and we might have emotional answers to this question, but what's the halachic answer to the question? So he says, right, it says by Hagar and Yishmael, vayichlu amayim enachem es vatashlech azayelatach azachad asichim. What happened? By Hagar, she took Yishmael, she threw him away, she stood far away from him. Ki amra al erab emos hayelad. I can't bear to see the death of the child. Says Rav Shapshin Rafael Hirsch on that pasuk. What's the message of that pasuk? What is Hagar saying? She's being madif her own feelings and emotions over the child. I'm not going to hold the child. Why? Because I can't bear. What about the child? What about the child's last hours? What do you scream? What are you worried? You worried about yourself? Right? How can you say that? She was more worried about herself than she was about the child. A Jewish mother, the child comes first. The mother is moseres nefesh, anything. Jewish mother holds the baby until the last moment. Rachmana l'slan, not like a Hagar. V'lechora, so says Rav Zilberstein, Gab bin Yonenu, Roy la'em Yisrael l'hadiv, es tovas hayeled. You got a nurse, right? If it's better for the child, so what? You're worried about the mother? But yes, to an extent. Obviously, we hold the mother's life comes before an unborn baby. That's true. But in this case, with the both born, it is good for the baby. Right, so that's why, right? Like where do you see that? Ksuvis daf nun tesma beis and daf samach. You see, one of the obligations of a mother is to nurse, unless there's some health reason. And like the Meiri writes, he goes to the Meiri from our daf. What does the Meiri say? Va'afilu, we'll get to this measure in a minute in the Gemara, but the Meiri says, va'afilu haya hatino ksuma. Even if the baby is blind, he recognizes the mother, as we'll see in a minute, etc. So he says, we don't act like a hugger. And then he says, benosaf lakach, and also, matzinu bechazal, sheyeladim bugdarim kepikadon. We find, unbelievable, beautiful midrashim, how children are called pikdonos. Children are called, like you give a pikado, I give a pikado for somebody to watch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, our children, as pikdonos. You don't guard this for as long as I decide that you should have the child. She's holding on to the pikadon. If she knows, it's better, if the mother knows. The doctors say, oh, the mother's not going to be able to handle it. If the mother knows that she's not going to be able to nurse this child for the next couple of days, maybe that's going to be even worse for her. The mother needs to nurse in many situations. This is her connection to the child. Right, like he quotes the Medrash in Mishlei, many familiar with. The unbelievable story of Rabbi Meir and his wife, right, after Rabbi Meir over a Shabbos. Rabbi Meir's two sons died. And his wife didn't tell Rabbi Meir until after Shabbos, and she comes back and gives him a mashal. Kodem ayom, she says, somebody came and gave me a pikdonos. It's time to give it back. Do I have to give back the pikdonos? The Meir says, what are you talking about? Of course you have to give back. If somebody gives you a pikdon to watch, of course you have to give it back. That's how Rabbi Meir broke him, Rabbi Meir's wife broke him the news. And Rabbi Meir says, you know, thank you for doing it in that way. I realize, you know, you put it in that context. He says, in this case also, If we have a pikadon, we have to guard it until ad ha harega ha'achron, rachmana l'slan. But either way, the Chashuk Echemet here on this line in terms of the responsibility of the nursing. Okay, let's continue. The line of the Gemara that Miri was just on, that he just quoted, the following piece. Hahi da'asoy l'kamei de Shmuel. There was a woman that came in front of Shmuel. In this case, what type of woman? A woman who was divorced and didn't want a nurse, like the Gemara that we're talking about now. Amar leila Rav Dimi bar Yosef, zil bedaka, go check her. Go check to see, meaning check the baby. Have a lineup and see if the baby recognizes the mother. So Azal Osva Bidari Dinashi, so they put the baby in the lap of women and they kept passing the baby. Vishakle Labra, the Kamahadir Lealayu, and they take the son and they keep passing her down the aisle. Passing him down the aisle, the baby. Kimata Lagaba, when they got to the mother, Havikamasvila Apa, all of a sudden the child started gazing and looking up longingly at this woman. Meaning the child recognized the mother. Kavashtinu la'ene mine. So the mother tried to hide her eyes. This was a crucial that didn't want a nurse. So didn't want to hide her eyes. Amar la. So Shmuel says, tough. Not tough enach. Lift up your eyes. Kum dari brach. Come take your son. I mean, Shmuel was the doctor, as we know. And he says, you know, he did this and he tested. And this was the right one. Suma minayada. How do we know by a blind baby? Rachmana litzlan. Amar avashi berichu v'tayma. The child still recognizes the scent and the taste of the milk. You could also check that out if the child is excited about it. So that's why you could even test there. Period. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Tosefta in Nida. Yonek tinok v'holech at esrim v'arba chodesh. How long do we say a child can nurse for? What's the average accepted or acceptable amount? So the Tanakhama here says 24 months, 2 years. 2 years. Halachically, a woman is called a meinek, as we know from other halachas, even if she might not be nursing, as we'll see soon. Let's say in terms of fasting, there are poskim that say women don't have to fast any fast besides Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur within the first 2 years of having a baby, even if they're not nursing. For 2 years, that's it. Right? That's a halachic status. Yonek tinok v'holech ad esrim v'arba chodesh. Mikan ve'eluk yonik shekets, but after that, it should not be done. Says the Tanakhama here, ki yonik shekets, it's like nursing shekets, something not kosher. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Omer afil arba v'chamishanim. Rabbi Yeshua says, which many times occurs, even above 2 years. Maybe the child's not nursing as much, but the child is still nursing, right? Even to whatever older, 4 or 5, whatever, not that old, but that's what he says literally. But even above 2 years, Rabbi Yeshua says a child could nurse for. Piresh, but once the child stops, if the child had stopped nursing, not because the child was sick, the Rishonim say. Sometimes a baby is sick and they don't nurse for a week, but then they come back. No, but the child is, if they stop for reasons of they think the child is being weaned, so la'achar esrim va'arba chodesh v'chazar kiyonik shekets. If the child stopped after 2 years, that even the Rabbi Yeshua says the child shouldn't return to the nursing. Stop there for a moment. Tzvi Mekubetzes here says a gematria. A gematria. You don't think the Shita is going to say this, but it's right here. Says the Shita, lo sevashel gidi, bachalev imo, sevashel, look it up, sevashel's gematria 732. Right, not so hard, right? Tuf and Shin is 700, and Beis and Lamed. Sevashel's gematria 732, begematria hachi havi, how much is 2 years? 365 times 2, right, is 730. Plus the 2, what a 2, you're off by 2. Oh, you can always off by 2? No, that's not good. He says, off by 2, he says, because the Gemara's going to say in a minute, you don't count the day the child was born and the day of the child, as we'll see. If a woman wants to get married again after having a baby, you don't count the day of the Eresin and the day the child is born. So that's the 2. So 2 plus the 730, lo savashel. Savashel is a lasha bachalev imo, the milk of the mother. Right, that's the illusion of 2 years, says the Mishnah Kabbalah, says for the first opinion. Okay, that's the gematria of the day. Good. One other har here. Rav Yashiv notes, what's the Tanakhama's reason? What would it be after 2 years? We'll see in a minute that breast milk is kosher. We know that, for the child. So what do you mean after 2 years? What happens? What happens after 2 years? And why would you have to stop the child after 2 years? What at most this is an Isser Durabanan. And most it's a Drabanan. What are you talking about here? And even if it's a Drabanan, right? He said, first the Rashba. The Rashba here asks, Hab is a Drabanan leka isir tesafida biyadayim, right? The Gatsugi at the end of Mesechus Yevamos, which we discussed of, mitsuvid bezin lahafrisho, or ein bezin mitsuvin lahafrisho. If a child is involved in isir Drabanan, then you don't have to stop him. And the Rebbe Yashiv here asks, then it's not even an isir Drabanan here. What is it? Well, get, kiyonik sheket. It sounds like, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate once the child stops and they should be nursing. So what's the isser? So says Rav Al Yashiv, it's a hashkafic point, not a halachic point. Vitirtsu, dehare matzinu debiyanika hikpidu sheyanak mi yisraelis v'chadome. We know from elsewhere that nursing should be from a Jewish mother. Hare lucha sheyanika shalomi ishak sheira mitamte matinok. There is a timtum halev that is created. It's a hashkafic more type than a halachic. It's a hashkafic that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, though. It doesn't quote it here, but we've quoted many times in the past. It's a Ramah. It's a Ramah. In Yaradeya, the Ramah writes in Simon Pei Aleph, Siv Zayin, Chalav Mitzris Kechalav Yisraelis. Meikar Adin, all breast milk is the same. Mikol Makom, Lo Yaniku Tinok Ben Amitzris and Efshar B'Yisraelis. But if possible, a baby should only drink from a Yisraelis. Why? The chalav ovedes kachavim mitamtem halevu molu lo tevara. Because there is a certain type of DNA that is put into the milk of a ima, not ama ivria, an ima Yehudit, and therefore she should only nurse. That's the Ramah. That's what Rabbi Yashiv is referring to here. That the kiyonik shekets after a certain time. We've quoted in the past that who is that? What's the basis for that Ramah? This is what I wrote, the Rashi we know, Rashi and Shmos, where Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't nurse from a mitzris, from an Egyptian mother, because asid ledaber mashchina, right, a child who is going to be asid ledaber, it's not appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to talk to Hashem by the sneh. And many times after that, you know, it's inappropriate. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parsha Shmos. So what is that Rashi doing in Shulchan Aruch? Right, asid ledaber mashchina. So every child is going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is also the Dabar Meshchida. So that's in Moshe Rabbeinu Shulchan Aruch. Why is that in our Shulchan Aruch for normative practice? Says Rabbi Yaakov, you know what you see from the Ramah? That every child has to be viewed as an Asa L'Dabar Meshchida. Every one of our children has to be viewed as a child who will, has the potential to talk to Hashem at the Sneh. And that's why we have to give them the education of a Moshe Rabbeinu. Umavur mizeh limud gadol b'inyin chinuch. Every principal, every teacher, every parent has to remember this Rabbi Yaakov in Parsha Shmos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zion, on that Ramah, on that Rashi. It's also a Rashba, but it's Revel Yashiv right here relates to it as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar. Mikan ve'elach kiyonik sheket. So it says that after this time, there is a problem. As we said, kiyonik sheket is like drinking something that is not kosher. Rashi says, kilu yonik davar mishukats. So, Veramini, is this really true? We have the following brisa. Yachol. Yehei chalav mahal cheshtayim tameh. I might think that the milk of a mahal cheshtayim, unusual way to say a human being, right? That's what differentiates us from the animals, right? We walk on twos, not on all fours, right? We walk up. There's a lot of symbolism to that, right? That a human being walks up, not close to the ground. We're facing shamayim, right? We're not facing the ground. That's why we're called mahal cheshtayim. So you might think, Rashi says, chalav shel isha ha-mahaleches b'shtei raglayim. So you might think that breast milk is asur, tameh. You might think it's not kosher. How? V'dinu. I would have said a kalvachomer. Uma behema shehikalt b'magav. An animal, let's say a non-kosher animal, shehikalt b'magav, that you are makel in touching it. What do you mean? An animal, while it's alive, cannot become tameh. Impossible. The only tum an animal can have is after it's dead. It's nevela. Tumas nevela. But an animal, while it's alive, cannot become tameh. The only thing that can become tameh while it's alive is a Jew. a Jew can become Tame when they're a Jew is alive. Right, afterwards it's Tumas Meis on a Daraisa level. So, Umar Behema Shehikalta Bimago. If an animal, let's say a non-kosher animal, which you were makel in touching it, because you cannot become Tame by touching it, Hechmarta Bechelba, and yet its milk, if it's a non-kosher animal, is not kosher. The Mishnah says in Bechoros, Hayotze Minat Tame Tame. So, Adam Shechmarta Bimago, Enodichitachmer Bechelbo. So, a person who you are Machmir, with its maga, a person could become tame while it's alive, so eino dinshatach rebechalbo. So surely, its milk should be not kosher, right? That is the kavachomer. So tabalomar, es hagamal kimala gera hu. The camel is not kosher because it is mala gera, but it's not mafras parsa. Mala gera hu. So we dash from the word hu. Hu tame vein chala mahalchishtayim tame la tahar. It, the camel is tame, but we're medayik, but the milk of a human being is tahar. That's what we are, medayik. Yochol. It's even the Gemara elsewhere, the Rishonim talk about, what about honey? If the rule is hayotze ben atame tame, so what about honey? What about, comes after bees aren't kosher? Hayotze ben atame tame. So the Gemara and the Rishonim discusses, the answer is no, bees don't produce the honey. They are just the pipeline. Right, they are the mechanism that brings from the flowers to the hive, but the source is not called from the bee, and that's why honey is kosher, bee honey. Yachol, continues the Braisa, Yachol, Otsiesa, Chalav, She'eno Sheva Bakol. Okay, fine, maybe I will exclude milk, and milk would be kosher because it's not Sheva Bakol, meaning not all milk of animals is not kosher. Milk from kosher animals, from cows, from goats is kosher. V'lo Otsiesa Dam, Shu Sheva Bakol, but maybe I should exclude Dam. I should not exclude dam from this brisa. Tamalomar hu tame vein dam halchishtayim tame ala tahor. It is tame, but the dam of a human being is tahor. We'll get back to that. V'yamar Rav Sheshes afilu mitzvas prishein bo. And Rav Sheshes notes about these halachos of dam and milk. There's no even mitzvas prisha. Rashi says there's no even iser derabanan. Question mark. So what do you mean kiyonik sheketz? In the original brisa, that it's something wrong when a person gets old, a baby gets older, and surely for an adult, that milk is off limits, kiyonik sheketz. You see from here that it's mutter. There's no even mitzvahs prisha when it comes to breast milk. So, what is the, how do you answer the stira? So, lo kasha, de parsha, de lo parsha. Well, it depends if it has been separated. If it's directly, let's say, from the woman or not. Once it's separated, so then it's mutter. Me'ikir adin. And the low parish, where it's not separated, that's what's kionic sheketz, for an adult, obviously, and for a younger child, it is mutter. Had the parish, had the low parish. The Ari Surim Drabanan, discussed, meaning if, for an older person, for an adult, in terms of Marisayan. But other than that, me ikradin, it is mutter, what is it is parish. And the Gemara adds, v'chilufa v'dam. The opposite halachas apply to blood. Blood, it's better if it's not parish. Meaning, let's say I have blood, my gums are bleeding after I flossed. Do I have to like stand over the sink and spit out all the dom that I can until it all dries and then go to sleep? The answer is no. If it's in your mouth, it didn't come out yet, you rinse normally and then the rest is not called blood. Right? If it's inside, if it hasn't moved. But once it's parish, that's worse. Right? It's the opposite of chalav. Chalav, once it's parish, that's better. By blood, it's worse. Meaning kidatanya, like the Brisa says. Dam shagabi kikar. Let's say I'm eating something and I have a cut inside my mouth, and then I bite into something and I see there's some blood on the cookie. I can't eat that blood anymore. I gotta cut off that piece of the cookie. Goro vaochlo. Shebena shinayim, but if I have blood between my teeth, motzitzo v'eino choshesh. I have a lot of swallow if I have blood inside my teeth. Right? The shaila is, the post can discuss, what if it's not parish, but it's not inside your mouth? Let's say a person got a cut on their hand. A lot of times the automatic reaction we get a cut is we go straight to the mouth. Right, to stop the bleeding, whatever it is. So is that a problem? Post can discuss. But either way, at least in the mouth is not a problem, as the Gemara says, but outside, once it's parish, that is different. Okay. Period. Omar Mar. Rabbi Yeshua so before we continue, there is a discussion here in Tosfos and the Rishonim. The Gemara doesn't go into it so much, but we're talking here about chalav of a person, the milk of a person, the blood of a person. What about the basar of a person? Rachmana Litzlan, basar of a person. Let's say, it should never come up, but there's a choice. A person died and a person's starving to death. So is it better to eat non-kosher animal or psar adam? in terms of halacha. They should both never have to come up. But what's the isser of cannibalism, let's say? What's the isser in the Torah? So, Tosfos here seems to say that there is no isser d'oraisa. So, line in Tosfos here, extreme shita. Tosfos says, de'in isser basar noeg bakol ela mechayim. Mechayim, it's Eber Menachai. But after a person dies, there's no isser achila d'oraisa. That's Tosfos here. That's some other Rishonim as well. The Rambam says it's an isser asay. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros in the second parak, the Rambam says, v'ha'ochel mi'besar ha'adam, o mechelbo, bein menachai, bein menameis, ein aloke. There's no malchus. There's malchus for nevela. But there's no malchus, says the Rambam. Aval asr hu ba'asay. But it's an isser asay. Shaharei, where do you see it's an isser asay? Sharei mana ha'kasuv shivas mine chaya. The Torah lists off the seven mine chayas. V'amar bahen, zos ha'chaya sher tochlu. These chayos eat. Ha'kol shehu chutz mehen lo sochlu. Anything outside of these list of chayas don't eat. V'lav ha'ba mechlal asay asay. And a laugh, Abba Mechlal Asay, is an Asay, and therefore you're not going to get Malkus, you're just going to be an Isser Asay. The Ravid right there, the Ravid says, V'yem Kain, if it's Asar Masay, Lama Amru, Bidamu, Afilu Mitzvahs Parashin Bo. Quotes our Gemara, it seems to say, that Tosfos says, that it is Mutter, Mide Oraisa. The Ritva here says, maybe I'll agree with the Rambam, but there's no Hechi Timsi that you'll ever, you know, not violate an Isser. Why? Fine, per se, there's no Isra Achila, but when the person, meaning for Bsar Adam, says the Ritva, because if the person is still alive, there's an Isra of Eivir Menachai. If the person is dead, there's an Isra Hanam and Ames. So, Miman of Shach, and that's learned that from Xerah Shabbos, it's in Daraisa. Right, Sham Sham Eglar Rufa. So, this is Daraisa of getting Hana min Ames. So, the Ritva says, Vizeb Borer. So there's not going to be any Hechi Timsi that it's not going to be Asa Daraisa anyway, even if there's no Isser per se. There's a the Ritva noted as a Davar Pashit that Eivir min Hachai applies to a human being. That itself is a Machlokas Rishonim. Right, his grand Rebbe, the Ritva and the Rashba, quote, there's no Isser of Eivir min Hachai by Psar Adam, only by Psar Behema. So he quotes that in the footnotes here in the Ritva. But the Ritva himself, quotes, there is Eivir min Hachai by a human. See, he says, Miman of Shach, you're not going to have a Hechi Timsi that is going to be mutter anyway. That's an important halachic discussion in terms of Bsar Adam. Weiter. Omar Mar. We're about 10 lines up from the last skinny lines. Omar Mar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Afilu Arba Vachame Shana. Rabbi Yeshua had said, even 4 or 5 years, the baby can nurse. Vatanya. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Afilu Chavilas Ok Seifav. Even if the child's old enough to hold on to a bag, right? So isn't that a different shear? The Gemara answered, no. Idivini chachiru. That's one shear, right? Yeshua said, both Rabbi Yeshua talking. That's one shear, right? A 3-year-old could carry a knapsack, could carry a bag. And a 2-year-old. Amar of Yosef, halacha Rabbi Yeshua, halacha Rabbi Yeshua, meaning there's no limit of 2 years, and that's the minhag ha'olam that a woman can nurse if she's still nursing, even not as kavua, but even after the child is 2 years old. Tanya, we continue. Rebbe Merenos Omer, Goneach Yonek Chalav B'Shabbos. What does that mean? Goneach, somebody who is groaning, could Yonek Chalav, can nurse what? Yonek Chalav B'Shabbos. As we'll see, what we're talking about here is we've gone from away from a woman, now we're talking about a goat, right? Can nurse directly from a goat on Shabbos. What's a Goneach? Rashi. Hamiyalel Mikaev Libo. Sounds like the person's having a heart attack. That's what Rashi sounds like. Hagonam kev libo. That can't be what the Gemara is talking about. Because if that's true, obviously, cholash yishbo sakana, do anything you want. Violate any isurim. Tosfos says here. No, it's talking about the person, suckling directly from the animal. And the Gemara is about to say, you know why this is mutter? Because it's a shinui derabanan klachayat. Let's read the next line of the Gemara. My time, why could a person, if the doctor says this is what the person needs, why is a person allowed to drink directly from the udders of a goat? My time, yonek mefari klachayat. Drinking directly from the goat is obviously unusual. It's mefarek, which is a malacha on Shabbos, but it's been done in an unusual way, right? Usually, you first milk the goat and then take the milk. And then the mumakam sarla gazer rabbana. Because the person's in extreme pain, the rabbana were not gozer. In this case, you're allowed to violate the issa daraisa b'shinui. Amar Rav Yosef, halacha k'Rabbi Merenos. The halacha is like Rabbi Merenos. So, if we're talking about if a person's having a heart attack, You don't have to get into the shinui. Just do anything. So that's why Rashi says it, but look what Tosa says, goneach yoneik, la v'shiyesh bo sakana ayri. We can't be talking about a case of chola shiyesh bo sakana. De imkein ma'ar yemishav davi mefar kalach ha'yad, if you love him lacha daraisa shari, b'vakam sakana. Can violate any isuri daraisa in this case. So it's, to say that, it would be limited would have to mean that the Gemara is talking about a case that we're not talking about a chola shiyesh bo sakana. We must be talking about a chola shein bo sakana b'vakam sar lo gazer be'rabana. Right? This alludes to the larger discussion of the categories of cholim on Shabbos. Right? The Gemara says in Misachah Shabbos that there is an iser d'rabanan of taking medicine on Shabbos. Right? Gzeir of shchika samamanim. Right, because you might, in the days of the Gemara, most medicines were made by crushing herbs, and if we allow a person to take medicine on Shabbos, they might lose themselves and crush herbs, and, you know, come to do a malacha daraisas. Chazal said, no medicines on Shabbos. With four or five, you know, built-in heterim. Not getting into now, machal briyim, and preventative, and other heterim. But, the poskim, obviously the Gemara says, even if you're not to take medicine, that can't be talking about all types of cholim. Because if a person's life's in danger, obviously he could drive, right? Let alone taking medicine. So which category is that referring to? So we know there are four categories, three major ones, but four, technically, categories of cholim on Shabbos. The most severe is the chola sheyesh bo sakana, a chola whose life is in danger, or a person who, if they don't take medicine, their life would become in danger. Right, if somebody doesn't take their insulin, if somebody even though that right now they're not in danger, but if they don't take it, they'll be in danger. So a chol sheish posakana can do anything. A Jew could do a malacha daraisa on Shabbos. That is category one. Category two is a chole she'ein bo sakana. A chole, a person whose life is not in danger at all. There's no chash that their life is in danger. But their chole she'ein bo sakana. So what does that mean? So different categories that of people that might be in this regard. Dr. Abraham in the Nishmat Avram discusses this. You know, basically, if somebody is in bed, somebody can't come to the Shabbos table. Somebody can't come. They have the flu. They have a terrible pain, terrible toothache, right? That they can't sit at the Shabbos table, right? Or very, very high fever. Or there are people who are halachically are considered a chol sheyein bo sakana, right? A woman within a month after having a baby, right? That's category two, chol sheyein bo sakana. So here, you're also allowed to take medicine, right? Because what's the halacha with category two? A goy could do a daraisa and a Jew could do a darabanan, right? That's category two. It's best for a Jew not to do a daraisa b'shinoi, to get it down to a darabanan. If a Jew has to, so there are kulas here, like in our case. Like in our case, we're talking about a case of chol sheyein bo sakana, and a Jew did a derabanan, and it must be there was no other choice. This was what was needed to be done, right? Why didn't they get a non-Jew here, Amir L'Akam, to do it? It's a good question that Ron discusses. But that's category two. The Isser, Shechikas Samamanim, don't apply to either of these two. They'd apply to the other categories of chol b'miksas and mechush ba'alma. Meaning if somebody doesn't feel so well, somebody's at the Shabbos table, but I have a little headache, I have a little aches and pains, I have a little cough. That's the category. So if somebody wants to know whether they can take medicine on Shabbos, can they take Advil, can they take Tylenol, something like that, the shaila is, could they come to the Shabbos table without being a martyr? You know, people can be martyrs. Would the average person have to go to bed and stay on the couch and not come to the Shabbos table? If yes, then they can take medicine. If no, they might have to push it a little bit without it. That is that's the first question that a posig will ask when asked, am I allowed to take medicine? Again, there are exceptions. I wouldn't call them exceptions. I would call them built-in heterim in terms of preventative is not called medicine, and machal brim is okay, and if somebody's on a 10-day course of antibiotics, that's also not called taking medicine on Shabbos. That's called taking medicine for 10 days, that Sicily Ezer says. There are other heterim. Anyway, but that's what's going on in this Gemara. By the way, what is the malacha going on here? Mefarik. What's mefarik? So nursing. Not nursing. Milking an animal is mefarik. What av malacha is that? There are a number of actions that the Gemara assumes is asur daraisa, and the Gemara never says what malacha it is. And by each one, five opinions. So one of them we've discussed many times is wounding. Chovel on Shabbos. Bris Mila. What malacha are you doing? Machlokas. Is it shchita? Is it soveya? Is it gozes? Right? So here too, mefarik. What malach is mefarik? So Rashi in here discusses, and the Rambam holds dush. Dush, threshing. right? Taking something out, like taking the seed out from the shell, and here you're taking the milk out from the udder. Threshing. Tosfos and Shabbos in the beginning of Klal Gadol. After that Mishnah, Ayin Gimel Ayin Dal, it says mimachik. You are smoothing out the udder when you're nursing, when you're milking. You're smoothing out the udder. The udder Rishonim say it's a kotzer. You're oker dover migidulo. Right, you're taking something from its natural state where it was produced. It's a chiddush. Right, Rashi says that elsewhere. Rabbi Notam says that in Shabbos. Anyway, but there's various sedeas about what malacha, what amalacha is mafarik. Okay, let's continue. We don't have time right now, but if you look in the Tosfos also discusses that the Gemara says ein disha ela begidule karka. So if you say mafarik is disha, is threshing, is an animal called gidule karka, right? It gets nourished from the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground. In various areas of halacha, even within Hilcha Shabbos, you have different categories of what's called gidule karka and what's not. Fish are for sure not gidule karka. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. But the question is, so what is? What about animals? What about people? Are they called gidule karka? Tochen is only by gidule karka. So it doesn't apply to eggs. It doesn't apply to meat. So their animals are not called gidule karka. But animals, you can have mafarik. So they are called gidule karka for tochen, but not for... For mafarik, but not for tochein. So again, you have to ask in every malacha and in every area of halacha, how do you define gidule karka? Grows from the ground or gets nourished from the ground? Okay. Tanya, Nachem ish galya omer, last skinny line, sinar shalom bokesh kasin. If you have a pipe that got stuffed, there's branches, and let's say an outdoor pipe that got stuffed with leaves, mimachan baraglo b'sinah b'shabbos, ve'eino choshesh. Right, you're allowed to take your foot and push the stuff out on Shabbos, and don't worry. Why? What's the potential is, sir? My time, a misakin klachar yadu, b'makam seda lo gazer b'rabanan. You're being misakin, this pipe is semi-stuffed, so with leaves and dirt and mud, so you're removing it is tikkun, you're fixing the pipe. So if you do this with your foot, it is kila'achar yad, is being done in an unusual way, which we know shinui always gets it down from a daraisa to a dura-dura-banan. And here, makam seda, what's the makam seda? If you don't empty it out, then the water is going to get stuffed up, you're going to have floods in your house, it's not going to be good. And therefore, makam seda, lo gazu be rabanan. Amar of Yosef, alacha kanachem ish galya, talacham anachem ish the Rishonim say that this applies 2 points. Number one, it applies where it's not totally stuffed clothes, where it's totally not you, like, it's like not, there's like no pipe there anymore. Let's say in those days the pipes were made out of cheres and dirt. So if it's totally closed, as if there's no pipe there, that would be a real tikkun, and it'll be a little more serious. But even there, if you do it with a shinui, it could be, you know, done with, could be down to a drabanan if it's really makam seda. What does this have to do halacha lemaisa with us? So the post can discuss stuffed toilets. If somebody has a stuffed toilet on Shabbos. So the Shmir Shabbos says, and others, that if it's stuffed with a normal, regular plunger, and you could get it out with a plunger, that is mutter on Shabbos. If any regular person, you don't need a special handyman, you know, with a snake to get it out, you can just use a regular manual plunger. So that's mutter on Shabbos, because it's not broken. It's not called broken, right? It's stuffed a little bit. So I'm just removing the inside. But if it's totally stuffed that I need a snake to get it out, and a fancy, whatever, I have to call the handyman, so then that's more of an issue that could really be tikkun. And if you could use another bathroom, it's really best to just close that bathroom up. And not use it on Shabbos. Also discussed here is what about Maris Ayin? Tosfos here is an important yesod on the bottom. Tosfos says, what do you mean you're allowed to do a bitsina? Bitsina, what? Because of Maris Ayin? But Maris Ayin, we pass now feel b'chadri chadarim is aser. Tosfos says, an important yesod, that's only by Yisuri Daraisa. Things that look like Yisuri Daraisa, you cannot do bitsina. Because of Maris Ayin. But things that look like an Issa Drabanan, like here's the only Issa Drabanan, you're fixing something with your foot, so there's no Maris Ayin by something that looks like an Issa Drabanan. Important Yisod of Tosfos. Okay, two dots. Says the Gemara, Pirish Lacharez and Rabba Chodesh, Vachazar Kenik Shekhaz. If you take a break after 2 years, you cannot go back. Vikama, how much of a break? Amr, Yudah, Bar Chaviva, Amr Shmuel, Shloshi Yamim. 3 days. Wow, that's short. Iga da Amri Tani, Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva, Kami de Shmuel, Shloshi Yamim. So that's according, if you take 3 days break, based on a decision not to nurse anymore, so then, going back, according to the Shita, would be a problem. Tana Rabbanan. Viter. May nekes shem meis baila betoch esem varba chodesh. So everything we've been talking about here is if the husband wants his wife to nurse, and what if she's divorced? What if the husband died? What if the husband, I'm sorry. Yeah, the husband dies, so she is an almana. Harezu lotis ares lotinasi. She cannot get remarried and not even have, do erisin on Esar Ma'arva Chodesh for 24 months. Because if she gets pregnant, we know that's going to take away the milk. If she gets pregnant again, she's going to lose her milk, which is bad for the child. And therefore, she has to wait 2 years before getting remarried. Even though usually you only need 3 months in between. But here, 2 years. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Mat, Rabbi Yehuda says no. B'mutter b'shmon asar chodesh. A year and a half. 18 months. Ama Rabbi Nosan bar Yosef. Heinein div Rabbi Shammai, heinein div Rabbi Silel. Really, this is machlok b'shammai b'silel. Shebe Shammai omer m'esem v'arba chodesh. B'silel omer m'shmon asar chodesh. Really, it's those shitos. Ama Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ani achria. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, I'm even going to change and modify a little bit these shitos. Meaning, it's a little less than these opinions. L'divri ha'omer esem v'arba chodesh. According to the one who says 2 years, 24 months, Muteras Liari Linasi Be'esr Ve'echad Chodesh. Really, they could get married within 21 months. Why? Because pregnancy, the first 3 months, doesn't affect the milk. Assumes Rav Shimon Gamliel. So even if she would get pregnant right away, there's still 3 months, and we assume up until 24 months, the baby needs the milk. So that's why you could work backwards and get married 3 months earlier. L'divrei Omer Shmona Asar Chodesh Muteras Linasi Bechamisha Asar Chodesh. 15 months, again 3 months earlier. Why? We're not getting into the modern medicine right now, but this was the medicine of the time that it took. The first 3 months of pregnancy did not affect the milk from the previous baby. In any case, Amar Ula Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that you have 18/15. Bamar Marukva Lihiter Rabbi Chanina Wasayis Lachar Chamisha Asar Chodesh. I was able to marry an almana after 15 months. Arise da Abaya Asalakame da Abaya. The Aris, the sharecropper of Abaya, came in front of Abaya. Amar Le Mal Aris Lachamisha Asar Chodesh. Can I get married to an almana after 15 months when she had a baby? Amar Le. Chadot Abaya says sure. Two reasons. Chadur Meir, the Meir Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Being the shorter amount of time. Vod Beishamay Beisila, like Rabbi Silel. So you got a double reason we should pass in that way. V'yamarula, like Rabbi Yehuda. V'yamarukva, lihid Rabbi Chanina, laseis lach Rabbi Chodesh. Right, and also Rabbi Chanina said I was allowed by Marukva. Kolshkin to Atle Ares, and also you don't even want to have Nisuin. You just want to have Erisin. So surely it is mutter. So that's what Abaya paskened. And then, ki asa l'kami de Rav Yosef. Then Abaya came in front of Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef told him, what'd you do? Ravishwol dami shavayu. Tzricha lahamtin esrav arba chodesh. No, 24 months. Chutz miyom shenolad bo, v'chutz miyom shesarsabo. Excluding the day of birth and the day of Erisin. That's where the 2 days came from by the gematria before. So, Abaya, I can't believe you did that. So Abaya's like, oh my goodness. Rod Abasrei Tlasa Parsi. So Abaya started running, he started running after the Aris. Tlasa Parsi. He started running after the Aris, three Parsa, Va'armi La Parsa Bechala, or maybe one Parsa in sand, V'lo Adroche. And he did not catch up, and he tried. Amar Abaya, and Abaya says to himself, I realized my mistake. I was paskening B'makam Rebbe. Ha Mil Sadam Rabban, another Shas topic right here. Hi, Milsa Amarabana. This which the rabbi said, Afilu Biata Bakutcha, Lo Lishri Inish, B'makam Rabbe. Even something simple like an egg in milk, a person should not paskin in the place of their Rebbe. Lo Mishim Demechzi Afkarusa. It's not just because it is a lack of respect. Afkarusa. Not only because it's chutzpedik. Ela Mishim De Lo Mistaya Milsa La Meimra. Because they'll probably get it wrong. He'll probably get it wrong on some maybe supernatural level or subconscious level. If you're paskening in the place where your Rebbe should be paskening, so then you're going to get it wrong. Because I learned, I knew this, and I still got it wrong. And therefore, that's what I learned from this. This line is part of a larger topic of posek mora halacha b'fnei rabo, which comes up elsewhere in Sanhedrin and in Erevin and elsewhere. But this line, just one line about this. What is b'yata b'kudcha? Even an egg in milk. So Rashi seems to say, an egg is paruf. Everybody knows, can you eat egg with milk? Yes, it's mutter. Tosa says, that can't be what it says, because that of course you can paskin, even if your Rebbe's in the room. That's not called a psak. It's like, you're allowed to eat an egg and milk. Tosa says it's got to be a little harder, Shaila. And that is, let's say you shech the chicken, and there's an egg inside the chicken that is fully formed. It was about to be laid. It's fully formed. So is that called fleishik? Is that egg fleishik? Because it was in the chicken. Is that called fleishik? Is that called milk egg? So now it gets a little trickier. So we paskin if it was a fully formed egg, tosfas top tosfas. The aruch la bistam beitzas ayri. The inlochama aruch shol yodah she mutaris bchalav. Ela b'shochei tarnagolas umatzav beitzam gemuras mayri. Right, it's a little trickier. So that's the number one. Number two, the issue of paskin b'makom rabo. There are a number of issues. Number one, it's lack of kavod, like we said. Number two, lo mistaya milsa, which might mean, there's a line in the Me'iri that says, the intimidation factor. If you know your Rebbe's in the area, then you might not be thinking so clearly. Number three, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a beautiful sicha in Maimer Samach Aleph, in the new edition, where he says, there's an idea of kavod hamisora. And maybe there are some Rishonim that say a Rebbe can't even be mochel on his kavod. Why not? If it's all about kavod rabo. The answer is it's something more than kavod rabo. It's kavod hamesorah. It's recognizing that if there's someone who's closer to the source, Har Sinai, there's an obligation to go there when it comes to certain halachos. And that's a more overarching idea of mora halacha b'fnei rabo. Don't have to go into it, but in the Sichas Musar, in Maimar, Samach, in Samach Aleph. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Nasna b'nala me'nekes. What happens if the woman is not nursing anymore? She gave her child to a wet nurse. Oh, gamalto, or weaned him. Oh, mace, or the child died. Then the woman can get married, even within 2 years. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Rav Yeshua, Savar Lamed, Uvda, Kiyamas Nisa. They thought to follow this psak. Amr Lahu, Hahi Savta. But the Diavi Uvda, Vasili Rav Nachman. It happened to me. Rav Nachman still didn't let me get married. Like, low plug, 2 years. And is this really true? Vahar Rav Nachman, Sharal Hula Bei Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman allowed the Reish Galusa to get married within 2 years. Shiny Bei Reish Galusa, Dol Haji Behu. The Reish Galusa was a chasha family, and if they hired out a wet nurse, there's no worry that the person's going to back out of that arrangement. Because they're very, they love it, being the wet nurse for the Reish Galusa. So that's why there's no worry of backing out, so that's why he allowed it there. Amalu Rav Papi, Ratan Lo Tizbru Meha. You don't paskin this way, the Tanya. We have a similar idea. Right, we know that a woman is not allowed to get remarried for 3 months because of havchana. You want to make sure you know who the father is. What happens if you know for sure that the husband and wife weren't together towards the end of their marriage? Do you still have to wait 3 months? She always went to her father's house. Oh, they were angry at each other. If the husband was in jail, or he was away. Oshaya b'ayla zakin ochola, old, sick. Oshaya akara v'zakena islandis v'ktana v'amapela sacham isas b'ayla. She had a miscarriage after her husband already died. V'sheina ruyele laid. Kulan tzrichos lahavdin shlosha chadashim. Divrei b'meir. Meir says lo plug. In all these cases where you know she's not pregnant, you still have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi mater li aris klinasim yad, and Rabbi Yossi maters. Rabbi had this a lot in Yavamis. V'yamar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel halacha k'rameir b'gzei rosav? Question mark. So you see there's a low plug by the Havchana. So here too you should say low plug. Amrile Levadaitin. They say, oh, we didn't know. The Hilchasa, and we paskin a chilak. Mace mutter. Within 2 months, within 24 months, gamal to usr, but weaned is usr. Mabra Vashi Amar, Afilu Mace Nami usr, Dilmakalule Vazlo Mitzvah. Maybe she'll want to get married so badly she'll be crazy and she'll even want to kill her child. There was a case like this. And the Gemara says, Valohi, you don't really have to learn anything from that type of case. That was a shota, right? We don't assume that any woman who's in a mental state will do that to her child. One final thought. We have time just to go back one thing. We were learning what we had at the back, bottom of Amud Aleph. We had, and in Yonah Diyoma, we had Kila Achar Yad, the concept of Shinui. Shinui by Hilchos Shabbos makes it from a Daraisa to a Darabanan. Rabbi Chanan right here, Ksubas Daf Samach says, Shinui we have in many areas of Halacha. Many areas of Halacha, not just in Hilchos Shabbos. We have it in other areas. Nira, Dahad, the Pater, B'Shabbos, Ba'osa Kila Achar Yad. Even though some Rishonim say Shinui is a function of Malachas Machsheves, but there are many sources that say otherwise. Eino dim miyuchad b'isurei Shabbos. Ela kein hu b'chol dini haTorah. Shelo namru ela kafi derech haragil. For example, the Shulchan Aruch describes, can you write a get with your left hand if you're a righty? Ksiva stam, or get. That might be a problem, because you have to write it in the normal way. Or, there's an isser of bishul karban Pesach. Right, bishul karban pesach says a bechani. Now let lo savashel. Right, it has to be roasted. If you cook it, says aser. What happens if you cook it in the sun? What if you cook it in the sun, or you cook it in chamei tveria? Right, something like that. Pesach she bishlu b'chamei tveria potur. That's not an isur daraisa. Just like Shabbos, this cycle of the daf Today's Erev Pesach, and don't get better than having a halacha about Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Those chamin bishul. So the iser today, cooking Korban Pesach in the sun, would not be asa daraisa because that's not called bishul. Not just a halacha in Hilchah Shabbos, but it's an halacha in Kol Torah Kula. We have the concept of shinui. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Abed Hashem, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and next week I'll be giving because it is not up from last time. Okay, we'll stop here.